This is the discussion call where you can express your views on any topic of your choice. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. It is essentially the people's hour. Today is Thursday, June 28, 2018, and I'm going to turn it over to whoever wants to talk. Go at it, be nice, be kind, and the floor is yours.
Well, since nobody's talking, I was wondering on the...
Really hard to hear you, Terry. It sounds like you're across the room.
Well, I'm not sure. Let me change from the headset to the phone. Hold on a second. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. What a difference. Thank you.
Yeah. I was wondering if anybody had any thoughts on the new Supreme Court justice. I heard that Trump may be nominating Napolitano from Fox News. Anybody hear anything about that? Andrew Napolitano?
I didn't hear about that, but I... read where the whole Democratic Party and a lot of the Republicans are going to try to knock whoever's nominated down.
Yeah, they're doing that because of what the Republicans did with that Stuart Garland.
Yeah, I hear the same. This is the Orange from Florida.
Well, I think Napolitano would be a good nomination, despite the fact that he comes from the same county that screwed me and my family. But that was long before. But he was there long before I had business with them. He had retired before that, and has had a pretty successful career writing books and as a commentator. So. I like everything he does, even despite the fact that Fox News kind of put him on the shelf.
He has a great article today on the Luracuel called "Can Immigrants Be Deported Without a Trial?" Lots of good insight from the perspective of, let's say, future the Supreme Court judge, but also as the judge. And I've been reading Napolitano for about 5 years, and I am familiar with him. He said something, may I just read to you? "President Trump is my friend. I like him dearly and wish him well, and I want him to succeed, but he is profoundly wrong here. He cannot lawfully or morally reject his oath to uphold the Constitution. Denying due process on the basis of alienage is tantamount to denying the personhood of undocumented foreigners, as the United States once did to slaves and thus today to babies in the womb. And that denial is a slippery slope at the bottom of which lie tyranny and misery." This is only a small part of the article, and anybody can read it. There is a great line over there. He described what is the due process, and they have the three stages, and we on the National Liberty Alliance should know that by heart.
Well, one thing we have to remember is we are not a democracy. We weren't created as a democracy. We are a republic. and we are returning to the republic, the democracy, the democracy will be discarded. We go back to being the republic that our forefathers gave us. We're in the process. Common law is going to replace the corporate law that you are familiar with, or if you want to call it maritime law, it's either called maritime or corporate. It's all the same thing. You're going to see a whole new world because it's coming.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Anyone in? Can you hear me?
We hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I heard silence. I didn't know if I got cut off. You know, a lot of times when we talk about these things, the guys that listen in on the phones and the, you know, the surveillance and these cats will cut the call off or they'll jumble the words or whatever it might be, but while we're talking about the Supreme Court, it seems those clowns got it wrong again when they said that they want to go ahead and tax the Internet, you know, fully. The states have the right to tax the Internet and all this, and, you know, our last place where we didn't, where we could avoid tax, and here they come, you know, gung-ho, ready to tax us into oblivion, guys.
A lot of changes are going to be happening. I'm not sure how it affects the Supreme Court.
What's that?
That a lot of the changes are in the offing, which will be part of our country within the next couple of months anyway, at most. And I'm not sure how it affects the Supreme Court.
Well, the Supreme Court just made the decision. They just ruled on this Internet tax thing just a week ago.
Internet stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, one of our last places that we could avoid tax, and they're coming for it. They're coming for every dime we got. So,
of course.
You know, and beware. Their greed is beyond anybody's comprehension out there at this point. And if we don't get back to our republic quick, they will have it all.
Well, I got good news for you. We are in the process of going back to our original Constitution, because the one we're using now is one that they substituted when they killed President Lincoln. We're going back to the original Constitution. We're going back to common law. And most of the laws that's been made in the last 100 years are going to have to be reviewed, and many of them will be tossed out because they're not constitutional. We're going to become our republic again, and the democratic states, you know, will be dismantled. The 13th Amendment will be enforced the original 13th Amendment, which is not in the Constitution that you now read. And it says that anyone holding a title of royalty cannot serve in any public capacity in this country, which means all the lawyers who do hold a title of royalty pledged allegiance to the Queen of England, because they are she's the one that owns the bar, B-A-R, British, whatever. And so anyone who is a member of the bar either has to renounce it, or they cannot serve in any public office in this country. that will be enforced. And maybe, if we're lucky, the 4th of July will be when Nasara is announced. And when Nasara is announced, we become the republic we're supposed to be.
Where's the enforcement going to come from? That's our question. That's the real question. Where's the enforcement? We're going to put these people in these in their places.
We already have it in hand. I can't tell you exactly everything.
The sheriff going to be involved?
The sheriff is supposed to be the most powerful local in law enforcement, but the common law supreme, the common law, anyway, jury, I'm a member of it, but I can't think of the name of it right now. The common law jury will have the ability to indict and convict sheriffs even.
Right. We already have that power, we just don't have the enforcement.
Yeah. Grand jury, the common law grand jury.
Yeah, they have retained that power since day one. We just don't have anybody to enforce the power that we have already.
Yeah. Well, it is going to be enforced, and in spite of what you may think of Trump.
By who? There's the question.
By the military, if they have to.
Oh,
we're in the military law right now. You just don't know it.
No, we're in the militia. We know it. We're waiting to get to do this way, but we got to, you know, get all of our ducks in a row.
I'd like to interrupt. This is Veronica, Pennsylvania. Can I? Are you there?
We're here.
Oh, okay. Is it all right if I talk? I mean, I don't want to interrupt and
Go ahead. Go ahead, Veronica.
Okay. I'm just going to, do a couple of things or say a couple of things that doesn't jive with how I understand things that the gentleman was saying. And that is as far as the monetary system goes at this time and taxing. And the fact is that we have lost sight of who we are. Since silver was taken out of the coin in 1965, we are actually the creditors.
Yeah, buddy.
And we just have forgotten, it seems, that we pay these people salary. They are our employees. And we're acting as though, hey, you know, we're in debt and this, that, and the other thing. And no, it's not that way at all. And just that simple frame of mind change really makes a difference in how things are perceived. And as far as the military goes, the military has been paid with a foreign coin since 1965 when the silver went out of the coin. And then when it went all volunteer under the Social Security number, accepting foreign coin as payment and tender for their service, they essentially, by definition, became a mercenary force for corporate entities to use anywhere on the globe that they choose to send them, including here in America, which, as you rightly mentioned, is really not, you know, the country we thought it was, under the governance that we thought it was. And as far as the Constitution goes, under the Articles of Confederation, that Congress went into recess when 1787, that United States Constitution was drafted, and states at that particular juncture of time, and I know Terry's going to jump in on this, was defined in 1785 as nobility. So we the people, that's someone's private trust, of the United Nobility of America, in order to form a more perfect union for ourselves and our posterity, do hereby, you know, ordain this constitution for the United Nobility of America. And then after the Civil War, Reconstruction. Why would we have to reconstruct a nation that was conceived in liberty? That is, doesn't make sense unless we're talking about a more perfect union, you know, for the nobility under the feudalistic system of government, which it actually came to with the 20th Amendment, when the New Deal came in on a day different than any previous administration, and since then it's just been one thing after another, leading to a form of corporate feudalism, including putting the military under their control. And with that, I yield. I just had to throw that in. And the 13th Amendment, one more thing, the 13th Amendment, yes, the true 13th Amendment, yes, that really does need to be put back in there, even though it says in Article 1, Section 9 or 10, one of those, you know, that no title of nobility. It has to be reinforced again because, of course, esquires are shield bearers for nobility. But the 13th Amendment, as it stood with Reconstruction, allows for voluntary servitude. It says there shall be no involuntary servitude, comma, except as duly convicted of a crime. So it allows for voluntary servitude with which, if one chooses not to comply, they're going to be duly convicted of a crime, because the second part of that says that Congress, the reconstructed political bands that were dissolved in 1776, has the power to enforce that by appropriate legislation. Now I yield. I'm done.
Nikki, how many people knows what you says, and what kind of argument? I mean, you can make this argument in the court. How many judges would listen to or allow you to speak?
Well, I tell you, tomorrow I'm actually, I've got to go for arbitration. They don't even want me in court. They want an arbitrator. And they haven't responded to anything because I said mediation would be better. I don't know that you want this out in the open. So what I did was I went ahead and I contacted a whole bunch of people in the area here, and hopefully I will have at least 12 to, you know, 50 people in the room at the time that the arbitrator starts doing his thing. I will go through my spiel. And it has to do with municipal authorities, actually. It'll get into the municipal authorities, because through the power of municipal authorities, our government, as it had been intended, was outsourced to good old boys and their, you know, nepotism and slap them on the back bar buddies.
Andre,
well, I hope you let us know.
I definitely will. Or if you don't hear from me, you'll know what happened.
Hey, Nikki.
Sorry, Orlando. Go ahead.
Napolitano today, in the same article where I read part, says that the second part of the due process, you should be in front of the... Let me see it. Second part should be in front of the impartial judge. In other words, she shouldn't get the money from the entity which prosecuting you. This is interesting.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that they're not getting paid with constitutional money anyway.
Well, I have a two volume of the Pieces of Aid by Patrick Vieira.
Yes.
He's the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Edwin
no court ever will take any case regarding the money.
Right. That's all they're after, you know, and one nation under God, you know, they're going to have to define which God, you know, is it Mammon or is it Yahweh? Yeah.
Right. God has in the Bible, I think, 40 names.
Well, you can call him one thing, and that's Creator. Mm-hmm. That covers everything.
However, you know, there is a, here's a technicality with that, too, a wordplay, I should say. Because in that first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, and the primary purpose was to dissolve the political bands which connected them with another. And number two, to assume amongst the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. And the third part is a decent respect to the opinions for the opinions of mankind is that they should declare the causes which impel them to that separation. And then as it goes on, it talks about how government is implemented, the Creator. It talks about the Creator in that area there of who, you know, governments are instituted for. However, the government that many of them were here because of was under the crown that did it on a corporate entity and the City of London through the livery companies, which are now the Department of Transportation. So it's, there's a lot of wordplay. There is an awful lot of wordplay. You have to...
I found it. Nikki, mm-hmm. The second component of due process is the requirement of the government to prove its charges against the person to whom it has given notice before, a neutral judicial official, not one who works for the entity that is proceeding against him. And that is the good ground for void judgment,
absolutely.
Set aside judgment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll let you guys know, you know, how it goes. In the meantime, though, I'm going to go ahead and mute out, okay? Take care.
Well, between now and July 4th, I think you're going to see all kind of things happening. It's going to surprise everybody. We'll see.
Oh, by the way, I am the user of MMS, but I will talk to you next week.
Am I the only one left?
Wake up.
Yeah, go ahead. You have to say something else.
All caps on. Ringwood.
So anyways, the draconian drama drags on, you know. We're, like you said, we gotta move things forward. We're the ones that have to do it.
We're doing it. There's more happening than you know.
Our forefathers would have been much less patient than we are right now.
Well, if we listened to them, we wouldn't have the problems we have today. Our parents wouldn't have allowed it to happen. But they trusted the government too much.
Right, yeah. That goes back so many generations. I mean,
That's what I mean.
So much abuse. And a lot of talk. I mean, people talked about it. Even I remember back in the 70s and 80s, I remember people talking about how bad these things were, but they weren't doing anything about it.
Do you remember that the founding fathers tried to crown George Washington and tried to make them the king? So the forces, evil forces, were already there. Do you guys remember the Sedition Act? Right after the Constitution?
Of course the evil forces were already there. As a matter of fact, I think something like 10% of the American population is all that fought the war. The rest of them are willing to accept the king's taxes and abuse.
Today, we are so manipulated. There is not enough intelligent people to, even if you implement the new system, the people will do not understand. I don't think they will support, unless, like you said, they're going to be with a gun, but I don't believe that. The military likes to losing their jobs and cutting the grass around here. They are, for one thing, to make more wars.
No, I don't think so. Most of the military, there was. There's, matter of fact, the leaders, the ones that ruled our country for the last 100 years or 200 years, are for war because that's profitable to the military. It's profitable to the war makers. But that is going to be changed too. War is going to cease, and peace will rule. The Bible tells us we'll have 1,000 years of peace, and that's what we're headed right now. And I think you're right that most people are going to be completely flabbergasted and unwilling to accept the changes that we're involved in right now. But they don't have any choice. Either adjust your thinking and wake up or go sleep under a rock somewhere.
I today they called the insurance, Florida State Insurance Office, what is name, whatever, because my insurance went up like 10%. So I spoke with him, and he says to me, I asked him why the government raised the rate to everyone, and why don't they give me more money so, you know, at least this thing going to be balanced? He says, well, you have to go on your own and find yourself better rate. I said, oh, wait a minute. Why should I waste my time when I have what I have? Why did the top guys, the insurance, lower the rates and lure more people so they be more profitable, and those who cannot going to be bankrupt? That's the capitalism. What he give to me, he give me some corporatism or something of that, but it's not a capitalism. And he's making six figures. What he cares?
Full caps on residential.
Another good thing I heard today was that this year alone, the military support for Honduras only going to be 750,000 versus 17 million, which was normal. So that looks like good news to me.
Epson, yes. caps on through garage. Ten. All caps on, none. Caps on, owner.
Seems like the information transfer rate has dropped to zero. Does anybody else have anything they want to add tonight?
All caps on, owner.
Yeah, I've been noticing on Saturday mornings here in southern Missouri, they've been chemtrailing almost every Saturday morning. I haven't noticed it as much during the week, but I don't know, maybe people are noticing these type of things, like they're on a schedule maybe, or they're targeting people, or they're targeting areas, or anyone?
All caps on, new.
Yeah, I know here in Pennsylvania, when they come over, we get rain the next day, and they're here about every other day. I was up in Maine this week, and they were up there flying around, too. So they're still all over. I've heard the rumor that when the deep state is done, chemtrails will stop. Probably not before.
Yeah. Well, this is war, gentlemen. We're in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I thought President had already ordered the chemtrails to stop.
Didn't seem to work, though. They're running open loop. Well, do you want to save up your questions or information for next week? I don't hear a lot of response.
Yeah, we'll save it up.
Okay, you know, that sounds good.
I'm just reading here for if you're interested anyway. The Sarah Gisara will be announced on July 4th, supposedly. It may not happen, but let's hope it does. Because that ushers in what we are looking for.
Can you speak up a little, George? I didn't catch the first part, just got July 4th.
Okay. Are you familiar with Nesara, N-E-S-A-R-A?
Yes. Yep.
And, of course, Gisara is the global instead of ours. And they're slash the same thing now. And that is expected to be announced on July 4. between, and if not then, by November 11th, the election day.
That's one that's missed its mark any number of times so far, unfortunately.
Yeah, we've missed it a whole bunch of times, but let's hope it goes this time.
I'm all for it. Couldn't happen at a better time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's no more comments, I'm going to turn off the recording. Going once, twice.